Hey, what's up, everybody? It's June, which means it's Pride Month, and I got some stories to tell y'all, and I'm even going to give you some ways where you can support someone out there who may not be out yet. But this episode is full of fun, excitement, and like the word gay means, happiness. So get ready to trust and believe.
Somebody say, oh yeah!
What's up?
Better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Sean T, and I'm gay. And I'm proud to be gay, and I'm so happy that I'm gay because this is me. What I just did there is explain to you, without explaining to you, that I'm really proud to be gay. I'm so excited that this is Pride Month, and a lot of people don't even understand what that means in the gay culture. And I just want to let everyone out there know that pride means that you are happy to be you. You are accepting yourself. You are being 100% proud of who you are. You really have an unapologetic way of living your life. And the other reason why pride means a lot to me and gay pride means a lot to me is because it means I no longer have to be in a closet, and I can celebrate other people, and I can celebrate a way of life that's not normal. And the only reason why it's not considered normal is because a lot of people don't understand it. And, you know, there's so much controversy that goes around being gay, but at the end of the day, this is how we were born. You know, LGBT, Q, like this is how we were born. We came into this world not even knowing that we were gay or lesbian or bisexual. We don't even know. Like, we didn't know. You think we came out the womb like, yeah, child, let me wave the gay flag? No, we ain't come out like that. We were living our lives just like every other kid. And we hit a point in our lives where we realized that we either like the same sex or both sexes or whatever the case may be, or we felt like we weren't the sex that we were born to be. And we are proud of that. And we are exercising that. And I think the most important thing is for you all to understand the reason why we actually have this month. See, if you were born accepted by the masses, yeah, do you have a reason to celebrate? Yeah, you can absolutely celebrate your life. But you were never ridiculed upon. You were never put down. You were never looked at as a second-class citizen. And so this month for us is a way for us to really celebrate and be joyful and be loud and proud and out. And like I do, like I say in my Let's Get Up workouts, we get to show out. And it's also a way for us to help other people out there who are still in the closet see that there is joy on the other side. And it's always, well, when did you come out? Because it's such a monumental moment for us as gay people is, when did you come out? And the reason why it's a monumental moment is because it's the day that we were accepted by other people. Because when you're super young and you are hiding who you are truly in a closet. You feel like you're living this life and you're in jail. And so when you get to come out to your parents or your best friend and they accept you, it's a way for you to feel accepted and feel free. And it is a stepping stone for you to be proud of who you are. Now, there's a lot of people out there who have told their parents or told their best friend, and they were immediately ridiculed and they were immediately kicked out of the house, or they were immediately pushed away in the life that they once knew, and people who loved them no longer loved them because of who they are. And that is unfortunate. And so this month, that's who I'm celebrating. While, you know, I'm going to celebrate me and I'm going to be proud and be gay. When you see me wearing a rainbow, when you see me at a gay event, hopefully I get to go to a couple, I'm celebrating the people who have been pushed away or the people who haven't been able to come out yet because of fear. And I want you to be proud. Now I want to tell you about my first proud moment of being gay. And it actually is around the time when I came out. So most people think it was when I came out to my mom, because it's your mom, right? But it wasn't. My most proud moment and the most freeing moment for me was when I told my mom I was gay, and I said, don't tell my brother. And she was like, I won't tell him. I was like, I want to tell him myself. She was like, I won't tell him. And I'm like, but I want to tell him, mom. And she was like, I won't tell him. So the next day, I called my brother. I was like, hey, you know, I want to meet you at your apartment. You know, I have to talk to you. This is what we do as gay people, or whatever you are, you have to come out. And I get out the car, and he pulls up and he gets out the car at the same time as me, and I'm so excited. And he walks up to me, he's like, mom already told me. I'm like, didn't I just tell her last night not to tell you? I was like, I mean, I wasn't necessarily mad in a way, she made it easier for me, but my brother literally said to me, I don't need you to come out to me. It does not matter. It doesn't change who you are. You are my brother, and that is it. He nipped it in the bud right away. Literally, he was like, and I wish everybody could experience that because they can't, but he was literally like, nope, nope, there's no need to come out here because it doesn't change anything about you. When I think back and I think deep into that for a second, when I was younger, my brother's 1 year older, and my brother always used to take up for me. He used to fight for me if I needed to fight, you know, like he was the person that always kind of had my back for real as a young kid. And it's just interesting because in that moment, nothing changed. And I think that that was my most proud moment because it really showed me that I was really loved by my family. And my brother and I are very similar to my twins, Silas and Sander. They're always together. They sleep together. They wear the same clothes all the time. Like, you know, so if my brother would have been anything less than supportive, it would have really, really affected me in a really bad way. And it wasn't. So I was just like really proud. And once that happened, it's weird. Like once my brother knew, I felt like I could just really live. And there was no time between me telling my family I was gay and me now, you know, inviting my boyfriend over and doing all the things. There was no time. I was so happy that I didn't have to hide that part of my life that I was super proud. I feel like having a full month of pride is really important because, you know, I refer a lot of things to exercise. But 30 days of anything can really help inspire you, help change you, help you grow. And 30 days of celebrating yourself can really inspire you, can really change you for the better, and it can really help you grow. And because there are a lot of people that don't understand why you have to celebrate, why you have to wave the rainbow flag. And like I said before, well, a lot of those people have never been in a space where they couldn't even just be themselves. A lot of people walk through this life and don't really understand that they are hiding who they are. You're lying to people. So this is a time for all of us girls and boys and transgenders and he's, they's and them's, you know, depending on what your pronoun is, for us to literally celebrate. And in a way, it helps us get time back. I think that because we were in the closet for so long, or we were afraid to be us for so long, you know, having 30 days to celebrate and feel free in that, it almost gives us time back, and it gives us a time to show out. Because there are a lot of people that are like, why are gay people so flamboyant? Or why is this? Why is there drag kings? Why is this? And I'm like, do you know that the majority of us, I'm gonna say the majority. So if you're out there and you're gay, you never did this, kudos to you. But the majority of us stole our mom's shoes, have put a sheet around our shoulders and pranced around the house, have stolen a family member's necklace and pearls. Like, most has taken a church hat with the feather in it. Most of us have walked the runway before we even know what the fuck the runway was. Because we were expressing ourselves, or like, we had a woman in our lives that, like, our moms dressed in these dresses. And like, not to say that all of us wanted to be a drag queen, but there is a sort of like excitement about dressing up and fun. And like, that's why RuPaul's Drag Race has been such a monumental show for the gay community. Cause now there are so many straight people, you know, or non-gay people that watch this show and they get so excited about drag queen. I know straight men that are married with kids that are not bisexual, not bi-curious. They just love RuPaul's Drag Race because it's super fun and it opens up a way for them to celebrate. And that's exactly why I'm so happy we have 30 days. Because if you go to Vegas now, you can see RuPaul's Drag Race, you can turn it on. And all of us kids that, you know, threw the sheet around our shoulders and stole our mom's kitten heels, it's our time to shine, and that's our time to show out, and that's our time to... Because let me tell you something. When you go to a gay party, the music is pumping, the Speedos are worn, bubbles are flowing. It is festive. It is colorful. It is bright. And the reason why it's so bright on the other side is because for a majority of our lives, it was so dark. And we are just constantly celebrating that freedom. I think one of the other things that's really important is how we can raise awareness and how you can help. Obviously, there's social media, and I think what would be really great is how people have Man Crush Monday or Throwback Thursday. You know, you have your Gay Crush Monday or your Pride Monday, and you shout out somebody out there who you know and love that's gay, and you celebrate them, because there's probably someone who follows you that has a different understanding of what gay is. And maybe they don't know any gay people, even though I think all of us know them on the low. But if they see you celebrating someone that's gay and honoring them, I think it might, even if it's uncomfortable at first, it might be a stepping stone for them to open their mind and be like, oh, well, maybe I should honor, you know, Jack or Jill at the office or who I work with. And it just kind of makes it a little bit more normalized, if I can say that. Another way is, honestly, you should just kind of do some research. There are a bunch of organizations out there where you can really help and support young gay people. If you know somebody out there who is alone because their family doesn't accept them, it's a time to reach out. It doesn't have to be anything big. It just has to be something that really helps people recognize that you are recognizing them. Even if you just call up a friend and you're just like, hey, I know that life for you may not be as easy as it is for me because you're gay. Like, just saying that can really go a long way and it can make them feel better. I think that it would be so incredibly amazing that if you have the opportunity, again, I use social media as an opportunity, post and say, hey, if you're afraid to come out and you want to come out to somebody, I want to be available for you. Because there are a lot of people that have not been afraid to come out. And if you could be that safe space for them, that would just be the most amazing thing. The other thing that you could do that would be amazing is, depending on where you live and the laws in your state when it comes to COVID, if you can go to a gay pride with somebody and you've never been, especially if it makes you uncomfortable, I recommend you go to a gay pride parade. And if not this year, you can go next year. But go. It is an experience. It is so wild and so crazy. Because I think it just, again, a lot of times why the reason why anything is uncomfortable for anyone is because they haven't experienced it or they don't know someone who's living that lifestyle. And I think that if you know someone that's living that lifestyle, you'll understand it. Oh, and that just brings something to mind. To all the people out there that think just because we're gay that we want to hit on every guy that we see, that is not it. I just want to debunk that myth. Just because I'm gay and you're not, and you're a guy and you may have muscles or you may be aesthetically good looking, does not mean that I want to sleep with you. Does not mean that I want to hit on you, because there are plenty of girls out there that don't want to sleep with you, that don't want to hit on you. Like, we ain't just trying to kick it to every guy we see. So get off your high horse. But then the flip side of that is, if a gay guy gives you a compliment, or maybe, you know, let's talk about females or whomever it is, if someone gives you a compliment, we ain't gonna get mad if you're like, yo, bro, I'm straight, but thanks. Or, hey, sis, I'm straight, but thanks. You don't gotta get all creeped out. Like, we ain't trying to, like, you know, we just trying to give you a compliment. Just like somebody hits on you and they may not think you're attractive, or someone hits on you, you may not think they're attractive enough, or you're not into them. It's okay. Like, you can do the same thing with us. Don't get all bent out of shape just because a gay guy hits on you, or you in the locker room and you're, you know, you know that the person next to you is gay and you're like, oh, let me pull my towel up. Ain't nobody looking at you. Ain't nobody looking at you. It's not that kind of party.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
For straight people out there, the first thing I'll say is, just I'll reiterate, you don't have to be uncomfortable around us, or you don't have to be uncomfortable around a gay person that is the same sex as you. Like, they really aren't trying to hit on you all the time. And like I said, even if they are, you should literally take it as a compliment. I think that's one of the reasons why I love TikTok, because you see these really cool posts about two guys, and one is gay and one is straight, and they're best friends. Even if you take my friend Todd. Todd is one of my best friends. He is as straight as an arrow, loves women like beyond. But when I go to his house, he is legit like, hey, you want to sleep with me? And we wake up in the morning and he'll hold my hand when we walk down the street. I just need you to know, like, you can be really cool with your gay friend of the same sex. If you're a straight male, you've had a woman like you and you not like them back, and you're like, shit, I gotta deal with this. You do it the same way if it's a gay person that likes you. It's nothing worse. It's all the same thing, y'all. Like, and the flip side is, us gay guys, sometimes we deal with it with, you know, cis women. They don't know we're gay, and they're like, I got hit on by so many girls. Can I pat myself on the back real quick? I'm like, thank you so much for the compliment, but I'm so gay. Like, I'm all the way gay. And I make them laugh, and like, it's cool, you know? So I just think that you just, if you're out there, just understand that we're not trying to hit on you. And the other thing is, I think this is really important, is we all bleed the same. We all cry the same. We all eat the same. We all go to the bathroom the same. Just because we like the same sex does not make us any different. Like, you don't have to treat us differently. You don't have to tiptoe around us. Nor do you have to be mean to us. Just treat us as if we're the next person on the street. And I hear people being like, well, I don't like how flamboyant he is. So, like, what's he doing? He's just, you know, living his best life. Why can't you look at it as like, well, he's very confident over there. You know what I mean? Like, why can't it? Because if you saw a fly girl, you can be like, damn, like, she's strutting in those heels, or, you know, she's confident. Just let people be themselves. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't want to be around them, that doesn't mean you have to be mean to them. Just don't be around them. Because if you don't want to be around us, most likely we don't want you to be around us, and we don't want to be around you either. Not only have I been, let me just tell y'all this. Let's talk about pride parades. Not only have I been to a pride parade, but I danced in gay pride for years with drag queens. I danced at the White Party, which is an all-gay event. I've been, when I tell y'all, like, I am very well versed in the gay circuit party culture. And gay pride is lit. I've been to gay pride San Diego. I've been to gay pride, I think it was Oakland. I've been, like I said, I used to literally dance for drag queens. And so, and artists that sang at and performed at, you know, gay circuit parties and gay pride. And it is really, it's an experience. There was a point from when I was like 28, 29 to like 30 something. I'm like, whew, I need to give myself a break because it is a weekend of craziness, which I think everyone should experience. But, you know, they're probably not going to do it this year, but I don't know if they are. But Gay Pride West Hollywood is something you'll never forget. And Gay Pride New York is something you will never forget. The parades are great. I mean, it's like a Thanksgiving Day parade on Energize. Like, it's like maddening. And if you are uncomfortable to go, this is the best way to go. Like, just go, fit in, wear your rainbow, you know, enjoy the music, have a couple drinks, go with your friends, and just experience it with no reservations and no judgments. When I was younger, I was in third grade. I'm going to school, not even thinking about that I'm gay. Like, I didn't really even think about it before then, you know. It was in the middle of me being sexually abused, so it's just like, I was just going through a lot. And I remember there was two people in my class was like, oh, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. And I punched them square in the face, and I was like, let's go. I was like ready to fight. And that's why I'm so against anti-bullying now, like more than anything, because it just doesn't feel good. And I think that's why for a very long time, I was always ready to fight. Even just from like that particular moment, like I was always ready to fight because I felt like I had to protect myself. And there are a lot of people out there who, you know, they can't fight or they're afraid to like protect themselves. And not that violence is the answer, but you know, like, you know, there are a lot of people that get killed or abused and you know, beat up and jumped because of their sexual orientation. I mean, we can never forget what happened in Orlando at the nightclub a few years ago when someone rolled up in there and just opened fire, you know? So, and it's purely because these people are gay. And so, and that's a whole other thing, but it's just like, it's not fun to be discriminated against. And then the second time that I got discriminated against, I was at a high school basketball game. It was a summer game before my freshman year, I believe. And I was 14, and my mom was there, and she was with one of her friends. And my mom is like 21 or 22 years older than me, so this person had to be like 35. And I'm just like cutting up with my friends, having a good time. And this woman literally in front of the entire gymnasium in that section of the bleachers was like, Sean is such a fag. And I was like, I turned around, fuck you, bitch, like loud. My mom didn't say anything because she knew, like, I was ready to rock. And that woman had kids. And I was like, I dare her to tell them I said something. It wasn't even that, like for me, fighting was the answer because I had to know, like, where I grew up, like, I had to know, like, they had to know whether you could beat me or not wasn't the point. The point was that I'm going to take up for myself. And you're not going to be allowed to do that. I'm just saying, like, it really hurts when you tease someone. And you should, like, before you tease someone or before you put your views on someone else, you should think about how that would make you feel. Like, do you want to feel alone? Like, do you want to literally feel like you're walking on this earth feeling alone? I don't think you want to do that. The worst person on the planet doesn't really want to feel alone. They probably want to feel like there's an out to the way they feel, you know? And so I just think that we all should be mindful of that when you have it, when you don't disagree with someone's lifestyle. It's like, I'd much rather you not talk about it or don't put yourself around them than to blatantly go make them feel less than. My favorite pride, queer, gay, LGBTQ, gay bar song. I heard it for the first time. I was in Wilmington, Delaware at a gay club, but I used to watch this TV station. And one of the people on there, I had a huge crush on him. And I'm like, oh my goodness. I walk into the bar and he's there. And I'm like, I have the hugest crush on this person. And he is dancing on the dance floor. And I'm like, I'm about to shoot my shot, yo. Anyway, I'm at the gay club. I see this person. It's amazing. And my favorite gay anthem comes on. And it's by Whitney Houston, of course. And the song is, it's not right, but it's okay. I'm gonna make it anyway. Whitney Houston, all the way. And anytime I hear that song, now I hear it and I'm like, oh my gosh, like that is like so crazy. But because it's Whitney, I love it. And any gay person out there that they still play that song in a gay club, you hear, do, 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 do. Anyway, so that's my favorite gay anthem. But to all of my LGBTQ, if you have a family member that's LGBTQ, if you have a best friend or whomever, I just want to say happy gay pride, happy pride month. Be whoever you are, live out loud, be unapologetically you, and always trust and believe in who you are.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.